pause and listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Happy Saturday, everybody. It's really, really excited to be with you here today. And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3, Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio. And welcome here today. And I started this show back in July to have an opportunity to talk to pet parents out there, prospective pet parents, about all things veterinary medicine. And so I'm really excited today to have a very special guest with me today. Welcome, Dr. Love.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, so Dr. Katie Love has been part of Cara Veterinary. So I founded Cara Veterinary about 5 years ago. I'm a local veterinarian, live in the greater Seattle area, and we have 10 beautiful locations kind of spread throughout the Western Washington here. And Dr. Love leads one of my favorite hospitals. So wait, I got to be careful not to call it the favorite just because there are nine others, but at Mercer Street Veterinary Hospital. So Dr. Love, tell us a little bit about your history on how you became a veterinarian and your experience with Cara.
Yeah, I think about my origin story a lot because everyone I know that became a vet kind of remembers really clearly as a little kid saying, I'm going to be a vet one day. I don't remember doing that at all. I must have decided it in high school. I think I knew I loved animals. And when I went to undergrad at the University of Connecticut, I went into the animal science program knowing that I was tracking pre-vet, but I don't remember ever making that decision. And then it ended up just working out. I did well with my classes and got into vet school on the first try. Went to school down in Florida at the University of Florida. Go Gators. Sorry, Cougs.
Yeah, go Cougs.
And spent a great 4 years getting that degree. Ultimately, when I graduated, I moved to Australia for 4 years and kind of got my basis for medicine that way. Came back, moved to Manhattan, New York, not Kansas, for 4 years, and then moved out to Seattle and ultimately met Peter and Dr. Rawlings, our chief medical director at the Western Veterinary Conference in Las Vegas 2 years ago, almost to the day. I will have been here 2 years on the 18th of October.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, so, yes. And it's been really great. Mercer's gone through a lot of transitions in that period of time. We have a new-ish hospital. It's beautiful. And now I'm leading that. It's been really awesome.
That's great. Yeah, and we've loved having you be part of the team. And it's great to build a veterinary organization with wonderful talent like you. So thank you so much for joining us here for almost 2 years now. And yeah, a little bit about Mercer Street Veterinary Hospital, where Katie's at, is it's Lower Queen Anne area. It's right above the Metropolitan Market there. Lots of parking up on top there. And one thing that's kind of unique about Mercer Street is we offer urgent care. So, wait, I think we all know about urgent care in the human world, but describe what that means for the veterinary world and specifically for Mercer Street.
Yeah, so we were finding that last year, we've been doing the urgent care model since December, that there were a lot of people that were needing same-day appointments and for things that were urgent, not necessarily emergencies, like ear infections, wounds, you know, limping, that kind of thing. And we decided to shift so that we always had one doctor only doing same day appointments. It's been really great. We are not an emergency room. We will see emergencies, obviously, if needed. If someone comes in, we can triage a pet and transfer them if we need to somewhere that can actually manage overnight care. But for things that maybe don't need the super expensive emergency visit fee, you can come to us on the same day and we can typically get you in and usually assess your pet and figure out, you know, what's going on.
That's great. Yeah, I think what's really important about that is we assessed there was a need. I was upset that there was pets that couldn't get in the day that they needed care, right? So, you know, if it wasn't, you know, let's take an ear infection, right? I've personally had an ear infection. It's painful. It's awful. And they shouldn't have to wait 4 days, next available appointment on whatever day. And it's the next thing you know, it's a week or 2 weeks or even 2 days. Like, that's 2 days of suffering.
So, yeah.
Thank you for providing that.
Yeah, it's been really great. We went around to all of the clinics in the area and made sure that they were aware we were doing that. So most of our appointments are actually referral based from other veterinarians that want to be able to see your pet but just can't get them in, and they know that we will provide good care.
Great. And you guys are open Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just a reminder, you can go to Mercer Street Veterinary Hospital website. You can go to the Cara Veterinary website, which is C-A-R-A, you know, and click on the link to get to Mercer. You can online book there. Their phone number's on there, and you can connect, and we're open Monday through Saturday in that location. One of our locations now that just opened at Roosevelt is also open on Sundays. So we're here to help take care of your pets. When I brought Dr. Love, or I asked her to come onto the show today as a guest, I really wanted us to talk about Halloween. It's coming up, right? It's coming up here, and it's one of my favorite holidays. I've done lots of haunted houses over the years in my personal life, and what's Halloween like for you, Katie?
I love Halloween. My team was actually really surprised to learn that I'm super into Halloween. I have a team full of, like, different colored hair, lots of tattoos, and I look maybe a little bit more...
the conservative side, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, like blonde New Englander. Yeah. And when I said I love Halloween, everyone was kind of like, oh, that's awesome, because we're going to have this huge Halloween party. But I have always kind of been drawn to just, like, the costumes, and the weather is typically really amazing, and mm-hmm. I love planning way in advance. Like, my daughter's been talking about our Halloween costume for the last 3 months.
Because how old's your daughter?
She's 3. Okay. Yeah, she's okay. Very excited about dressing up like Frozen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's fairly popular, isn't it? My kids are in their 20s, so we didn't have Frozen.
Yeah, I know. I tried really hard to stay away from Frozen for as long as possible, but...
You failed.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, they're just drawn in no matter what you do.
So what kind of pets do you have, Katie?
We have a dog, a little 3-year-old poodle named Rosie, and we have 2 cats.
Okay. Yeah. Do you dress the cats or Rosie up?
I don't think the cats would allow it. We will be planning on dress. This is the first Halloween we'll have Rosie, so
okay.
She will be Sven, the reindeer.
Okay.
In the Frozen costume group.
So are you and your husband dressing up as Frozen?
Yes, my daughter is going to be Elsa. My husband will be Kristoff, and I am 8 months pregnant, and I will be Olaf.
Oh. So I need pictures. So yeah, of the family together. And go, we'll make sure that those get up on the website too.
Yeah.
So listeners out there, you can go ahead and take a look at that. So when you're thinking about costumes for Rosie, How did you go about, like, selecting, and what are the things that you looked for as a doctor in selecting the costume for Rosie?
I think it was more we came up as a family costume and then figured out which role would work best for Rosie. Like, uh-huh. Anna was a suggestion, and my daughter quickly said, absolutely not. Rosie cannot be Anna.
And so why is that?
Because she's a dog.
Okay.
I guess putting the dress on her.
I don't know Frozen at
that's
all.
Okay.
So.
Anna's the sister, and Daphne has a baby doll that she would prefer to be the sister role. And so the dog gets to be the reindeer.
Okay.
Usually when I'm looking at costumes, it's typically other types of animals. Uh-huh. A couple years ago, we went as the 3 little pigs and the big bad wolf. I had this 15-year-old kind of decrepit blind chihuahua that couldn't walk, but she hung out in like a little sling. And when people realized that she was the big bad wolf, it was pretty awesome.
We're going to jump to break here in just a minute. When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit about costume selection and then all the other things that can happen around Halloween in regards to your pets. So this is Pause and Listen.
Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Seattle, an earlier collision on I-5 northbound at I-90 that was blocking the left center lane has been cleared. Minor delays there as the last of those backups get moving once again. Tacoma to Seattle, taking around 35 minutes on northbound 5. Over on I-5 southbound, an earlier collision just south of Boeing Access Road that was blocking the HOV lane has also been cleared. Things moving freely there once again. Seattle to Tacoma in 30 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 224. I'm Sam Rongvi.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care. With pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. caraveterinary.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. 4 years ago, I was rear-ended in a terrible car accident and was seriously injured. I required extensive medical care, making it difficult for me to keep up with filing my claim. People don't realize the avalanche of paperwork required to take care of an insurance claim, or the fact that my biggest fight to recover my medical expenses was against my own insurance company. I needed a top law firm to listen to me and to take care of me. Davis Law Group took care of all the paperwork. They went to battle for me. They prepared to go to trial if needed. Davis Law Group surpassed all of my expectations, and I got the results I had hoped for. For more about my journey, go to dlgstories.com/Tammy. That's dlgstories.com/Tammy.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find small business calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
Hey guys, do you know what makes Revive Men's Health Seattle different? You. Every Revive treatment and medication is personalized just for you. Revive has the experts that guys go to when their current treatment isn't working, they have a complicated medical condition, or they're just not happy with their daily performance. Since 2011, they've helped thousands of local men suffering with the symptoms of low T and ED. Their goal is simple, to get to the bottom of your issues and fix them. Your best performance requires more than generic ED medications or a low-dose testosterone booster at a low-ball price, like you find online. Revive medications are custom compounded, affordable, and guaranteed to resolve your issues. Stop dealing with the symptoms of low T or ED. Book your T-check and exam today. Call 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. Or visit us at revivementshealth.com.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. This is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown here. I'm a local veterinarian that is hosting our show every Saturday from 2 to 3. And really excited today to have our guest here, Dr. Katie Love, who's our medical director, which means is your lead doctor, your chief of staff for our location at Mercer Street Veterinary Hospital in Lower Queen Anne. And we're talking about one of my favorite holidays. I think Christmas and might still trump it, but I still love Halloween and all the fun things that occur with that. And we were talking about costumes and we were talking about selection on that. And so, you know, one thing I always recommend to my clients or when I'm, you know, we actually last year dressed up our bearded dragon, which didn't last very long, but it was great for some photos. But as we think about, you know, how do we look at costumes and what is safe for them, and always making sure that they fit right. They can provide some sores if there's elastic that's in the wrong places. Thinking about their, you know, if it's raining outside, is it the right material for that? What other things do you think about when you're, besides the fun aspect, right? Mm. Which is the main thing of, but anything else you look at when you're thinking of costume fit or guiding a client?
You probably have to think about the type of it. If it's a dog and particular, like really pay attention to, is this a dog that you know is going to chew up a bunch of stuff? And if so, are there things on the costume that might get stuck?
So like my daughter's dog, Alfie, we'd probably want to be a little careful with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yeah. Alfie's my daughter's golden retriever who has been fairly notorious for eating some interesting things. So
including
probably some
like
good
entire wine glass.
Entire wine glass.
Really amazing. Yes. I've never heard of a dog doing that before.
Me neither. In my 30 some years as a veterinarian, that was a first. So thankfully, Alfie's doing very well after his surgery to get the pieces of wine glass removed from his stomach. So, but you're right. So that's a good point. So especially if there's like a tassel, something like that, that's beads. On there, beads, right? Anything that's like foamy too, sometimes can be attractive to them. And boy, they make some of the best intestinal plugs to plug them up. So good word of advice. And, you know, just be common sense, I think, is a lot of things too there. And some dogs and most cats don't like it. Mm-hmm. And so don't push it either. Like for our bearded dragon, I don't think he really liked his little cowboy outfit. So we took a quick picture and then took it off of him.
Yeah. Well, and cats in particular, you have to be really careful about anything that's clipped potentially around their neck, because if they get stuck under something and they can't get it off, they will really hurt themselves.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. So when we also think about Halloween, like, you know, step back for a minute. I've often wondered if you were a foreign visitor or maybe an alien that came in, and all of a sudden you came in on the 31st and you see all these people walking around with masks, going around with buckets door to door, knocking on the door. And it's kind of unusual, right? So how do we think of, especially with dogs, precautions we can take about a dog maybe that's a little bit more anxious, a little bit nervous about changes, and you're in a neighborhood that gets a lot of trick-or-treaters? How can we kind of maybe prepare for that? And what are some thoughts you have on that, Dr. Love?
I mean, it depends on your pet and if you know how they are when kind of strangers come to the house. Like, how do they react when the mailman puts mail into your mailbox? If they are really reactive to that, then probably putting a sign out front of your house being like, hey, I have a really, you know, reactive dog. Maybe don't ring the doorbell.
And right.
I guess the other way around it is to completely avoid interactions is you could just have a bowl out on your porch for people to take. Although I have seen people take the whole bowl in one go.
That's true. Yeah.
And sometimes you need medication for anxiety. Like, there are just a lot of dogs that are really nervous. Fireworks are another really classic example of when pets need some pharmaceutical help.
Yeah. And I think one, don't be surprised, right? It is a person walking up that looks funny, right? Masks, different costumes, different colors, different, you know, and all of a sudden they're ringing your doorbell. I mean, it's a threat. They're viewing this as a potential threat to
they're just doing their job,
right?
Letting you know, hey.
Yeah. It's not, they're not doing anything wrong. Right? If it was a robber coming in with a ski mask on, you'd want them barking, right? So they don't really understand that it's October 31st. So as we start thinking through that, I think what Dr. Love said was really important is avoidance, right? Can we prevent people from ringing? Maybe you're one of the dark houses in the neighborhood you guys are down in the basement watching TV with all the lights off. Maybe it's you travel or get away from home during that, similar to 4th of July of how to avoid it. But, you know, if you are in a situation where you're not going to be or you choose not to be, you know, contacting your veterinarian. Maybe there are some medications, just the same medications that you often use for 4th of July could potentially be used to decrease that stress and anxiety level of that moment on there. Mm-hmm. And just remember, they're not being bad. They're not being wrong through that. So
there are no bad dogs.
Yeah. And, you know, always a reminder, microchip your pet. I know multiple dogs get lost during the Halloween time, doors being open and closed, cats escape. So we're going to jump to break right now. This is Peter Brown. I'm host of Pause and Listen on every Saturday from 2 to 3.
Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at some I-5 travel times for you. Everett to Seattle southbound taking around 30 minutes. Northbound Seattle to Everett in 25. Seattle to Tacoma. Tacoma to Seattle both taking around 30 minutes. Tacoma to Olympia. Olympia to Tacoma both taking just over 25. If you're coming into town across the water, Bellevue to Seattle, cross westbound I-90 in just over 15 minutes. Across westbound 520 in just under 15. Our next Northwest traffic at 234. I'm Sam Rongby.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
What happens if the premiums get too expensive and I can't afford my long-term care insurance? You know, this is one of the biggest concerns for people considering long-term care planning. Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. It seems like everyone who has had a long-term care insurance plan has been faced with a premium increase along the way. But the truth is, things have changed over the last few years, and we now have plans with guaranteed level payments. You also have single pay and limited pay options, so you don't have to pay into your plan forever. If you have a question for us, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan. Sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join us Saturdays and Sundays at noon on KVI for Long-Term Care Radio. Learn more at 525longtermcare.com.
The next 525 Advisors webinars are 9 a.m. Tuesday, October 17th and 3 p.m. Thursday, October 19th. Get details and sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Just click the red Watch a Webinar tab at the top of the homepage.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Marina Rockinger, and here's what's happening. It's been a big day in Seattle for college football with the University of Washington Huskies taking on the Oregon Ducks, both teams on the national stage and undefeated going in. Friday, Kaiser Permanente Washington healthcare workers overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike in November unless a new contract can be negotiated by the end of the month. Seattle police get thousands of car prowl reports every year, and even though the break-ins are trending down citywide, one neighborhood is dealing with a whole new string of incidents. Como 4's Joel Moreno reports on the concerns of those living near Cedar Park.
There's been more conversation. We have an email list, and people have been reporting, like, their cars being prowled.
It's unclear what items were taken as someone made their way up driveways, checking car doors while looking for valuables. One neighbor's home security system may have captured an image of a possible suspect, but Como News is waiting for confirmation from police. Seattle police have already received nearly 4,800 car prowl reports between January and the end of August, the most recent data available. However, that is actually a drop from almost 6,400 reports during the same time last year. Still, it is little relief for people freshly confronting the problem.
Joel Moreno, Como News.
Seattle police officers had to do a full security sweep of a synagogue after an alarm was triggered two nights ago. It comes as tensions remain high for the Jewish community. Como 4's Paul Rivera has more.
It was a fairly large police presence here. I counted about eight police cars at this location. And then the police also let in a canine with the bomb squad into the synagogue, Minyan Or Hadash. It's a synagogue in Seattle's Seward Park neighborhood. While there wasn't anything found, staff tell me they're always prepared with security in mind, and now even more so.
This week in particular, obviously, the emotions are a lot higher than they are normally, but it's something that we're aware of, you know, 365 days a year.
Paul Rivera, Como News.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at some I-5 travel times for you. Everett to Seattle southbound taking around 30 minutes. Northbound Seattle to Everett in 25. Seattle to Tacoma. Tacoma to Seattle both taking around 30 minutes. Tacoma to Olympia. Olympia to Tacoma both taking just over 25. If you're coming into town across the water, Bellevue to Seattle, cross westbound I-90 in just over 15 minutes. Across westbound 520 in just under 15. Our next Northwest traffic at 234. I'm Sam Rongby.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
Hi, everybody. Saturday featuring scattered showers and a few sun breaks out there. A cooler day with temps in the low 60s. Does get a little warmer tomorrow with mid-60s for highs. Mainly cloudy skies. Some rain at times, especially by midday. A stronger front, a big cold front, comes through on Monday. It will be extra soggy and gusty for the Monday afternoon commute. In the Comfort Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
We're talking today about one of my favorite holidays, and that's Halloween. And about some of the hazards or precautions you can take during this amazing holiday. It is really fun to like dress up and do scary stuff. And my wife and I are already planning our front porch because we're going to create kind of a little scene as people come up and experience in that. But there are some things to be aware of. And so we've talked about, you know, the costumes, and we've talked about the concerns with people coming into your house. And I think it's really important. I'm here today with Dr. Katie Love. Katie's been with Cara about 2 years now, and she's our medical director at our Mercer Street location. Cara, which has been, you know, my passion for the last 5 years as a veterinarian to build this company, and we have 10 locations in the area. You can go to caraveterinary.com. All of our locations there. You can click right on a button and get to the web page that Dr. Love's practice. We also have a Pause and Listen landing page on there. Go on there. Highly encourage you to submit questions, submit topics you'd like to cover that are pet related, hopefully, because I'm not an expert at anything else. And go on there and really encourage you to do that. I'm really having a lot of fun with the show and enjoy talking to people and hopefully answering some questions and certainly informing. So Dr. Love, thanks for being on here today.
A pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So we were talking about pets, you know, people coming to your house with your pet. But one thing I noticed last year, and not surprisingly, a lot of trick-or-treaters are of their pet with them while they're trick-or-treating. And so what would you advise, you know, how do you approach trick-or-treating with your pet when you're going around with your daughter and your pet?
Yeah, it's going to be different this year because the last couple of years I've trick-or-treated, you know, like I said earlier, I had a really old decrepit Chihuahua that didn't move and she didn't do anything.
So
she was really, she was basically just a purse.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it wasn't hard to trick or treat with her. Rosie is our newer dog and she is unfortunately incredibly food motivated and also can be a little bit more anxious around lots of people. Uh-huh. So I don't know what this year is going to go like. I think she'll do better with us than being at home. But yeah, I definitely worry about her just like jumping into a bucket of candy and eating whatever she sees because she would do that.
Yeah. So I think, a couple things. One is, you know, make sure you have the right harness, the right leash set up, and security is important, right? It's at least in our neighborhood where I'm at, it's crazy, right? There's hundreds of people out there trick-or-treating. It's dark by that point in time. There's people in costumes everywhere, and it'd be easy if you didn't have a good restraint system for your pet to just panic and run.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Onto that. And then I think also it may be that you only get to three houses, just like your daughter might have a meltdown in the middle.
She might. This will be the first year. Last year we were in Hawaii during Halloween, which sounds lovely. But in reality, if you love Halloween, don't go to Hawaii on Halloween. Yeah. They don't really celebrate it. Right. And she's pretty excited this year. I have a feeling we'll stay out much longer than maybe my husband and I would prefer.
Yeah, probably.
Especially because there's candy involved.
Yes. It's funny how that goes through those stages. Remember many funny moments trick-or-treating. But you know, read the signs from your dog too, right? If Rosie's getting stressed, anxious, nervous.
Yeah, we'll probably just bring her home.
Yeah, or maybe you guys divide, right? You take Rosie home, your husband keeps going with your daughter. And, there's different ways of doing that. But I think having some just basic good common sense through that process can go a long ways for you. And I think that's really an important. I forgot to ask you this, and I was just curious. What's Halloween like in Australia?
So where I was living in Australia, in far northeast corner of Cairns, Halloween was not really a thing, but I made it a thing.
Okay.
So everyone I worked with got really excited on Halloween every year because I would make sure everyone dressed up in costume, which is a little bit unusual for Australians when they come in and see a bunch of people in costume. They don't even know what's happening and why we would do that because they don't know Halloween is that day.
Okay.
It's becoming more of a thing now, but more in like the city centers.
That's great. That's great. What's the biggest difference you saw in veterinary medicine between here and Australia?
Particularly in Cairns, there was still... Cairns is kind of a more rural community. There's a lot of farming and...
And great scuba diving, by the way.
Great scuba diving, although those are mostly the tourists.
Yeah.
The biggest difference was probably about 50% of the pets I saw were like, they were dogs. Like, they were not family members. And there's definitely a shift that's happening, but it does change the type of medicine you can practice when an animal is not considered part of the family.
Yeah.
And coming back to America was really nice because every dog in Manhattan is like your baby.
Yep. Very so similar to Seattle.
Yeah.
Right?
Very similar to Seattle. Yeah. Really similar type of medicine. It's nice to actually, you know, I don't want to say that those people didn't care about those animals, but oftentimes they didn't care about those animals.
So, this is Peter Brown. I'm here with Dr. Katie Love today. We're talking about Halloween and obviously a little bit about Down Under too and the differences. We're going to jump to break right now, and this is Pause and Listen.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care with pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. CaraVeterinary.com.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Tom Turner for Plateau Diesel Performance in Enumclaw. The finest group of diesel pickup truck, diagnostic, repair, and diesel performance techs in the area. Plateau Diesel is led by Chuck Arnold, who's simply the best in the business. And the combined crew experience totals more than 120 years. High integrity, superior customer service, and a big heart. That's Plateau Diesel. So if your diesel pickup truck has poor fuel economy or slows down on the hills, call Plateau Diesel at 844-6-DIESEL or click plateaudiesel.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at UMA.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Seeing some delays on I-5 southbound entering Seattle, those beginning at the Ship Canal Bridge and extending back up to 85th Street. If you're coming southbound from Everett to Seattle, that's taking just over 30 minutes. Seattle to Everett northbound in about 25. Seattle to Tacoma, Tacoma to Seattle, both taking around 30 minutes. Tacoma to Olympia, Olympia to Tacoma, both taking just over 25 right now. Our next Northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. Today, we're talking all things about Halloween. This is Peter Brown. I'm a local veterinarian and host of Pause and Listen. I'm with Dr. Katie Love today. So thanks again, Katie, for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we're talking all things Halloween. So we talked through about costumes and the fun things and a little bit about Frozen, which I feel like I still don't know really anything about, but I think I'm okay with that.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to watch one, watch the second one, not the first one.
Okay. I probably won't, by the way. And we talked about, you know, how to manage some behavior specifically with dogs. I mean, it could be your cat that's going out trick-or-treating also.
Yeah, I do know some very confident cats that can get out there on a harness.
Yeah.
Good for them.
We actually have a couple in our neighborhood that walk their two cats every day off leash.
Yeah.
We
have a family like that too.
Roam in the trees in the neighborhood but they're always following. I don't know how that. I think if my cats went outside, they would be just gone.
I know. So it was interesting coming, because working down in Lower Queen Anne, like, most cats are indoor only cats, but I live in the Ballard neighborhood and there are a shocking number of cats that are, you know, indoor outdoor.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's always fascinating to think about their life, right? Anyways, we're getting off subject here. So thinking of Halloween. So, and you mentioned earlier, Rosie's very food motivated. Mm-hmm. And so diving into the bucket. So how do we think about food, right? And, let's talk about chocolate first, right? I think from the time you're about 2 years old, you're like, dogs are, you know, chocolate's toxic or poison to dogs. But how do you approach chocolate, and what are just some general guidelines for pet parents out there around chocolate?
It does feel like most people at least are aware that chocolate is toxic to dogs. In general, the rule to remember is that the darker the chocolate, the more toxic it is. And thankfully, most Halloween candy is going to be milk chocolate based, which is great because you probably have a little bit more leeway depending on the size of your dog. I think actually the bigger problem almost with some of the chocolate treats that you get on Halloween are the wrappers, because if you don't take the wrapper off, that can be more of a problem.
Right. That's probably good advice for us too.
Yeah. There are some really good chocolate calculators on the internet that you can use as an indicator for, like, this is how much I think my pet ate. But if it's milk chocolate, it can be surprising how much they actually can eat safely outside of maybe some gastrointestinal upset, which is unpleasant, but not dangerous.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, as some general guidelines I would look at is some of your, like, baking chocolate is some of the most toxic to them. Obviously not common in your Halloween candy, but maybe you're doing some holiday baking or Halloween baking of things, and I don't actually know what you use baking chocolate for exactly, but
brownies,
I guess. So, but that is one of the worst.
Toxic.
Super toxic.
Yeah, you don't need much of it.
Yeah, it doesn't take very much. But if you take like a Hershey's Kiss, which is milk chocolate, don't panic if your lab eats two of them.
Yeah,
it takes a lot, and I don't know the exact number. And like Dr. Love said, there. You can Google chocolate calculator and find there's a bunch of them out there. And, you know, it is obviously it's very different for your St. Bernard versus your Chihuahua on how much they can eat. Right. Because it's all weight dependent. But there's not a lot of toxicity in the milk chocolate.
Yeah. I've seen a Jack Russell eat an entire bag of like the full, like 32 ounce Reese's Pieces. Mm.
Those are one of my favorites.
And so, that dog had no symptoms at all, which was
And I think it is important. Yes, chocolate toxicity is very serious, and I've seen some awful, and I've seen some fatal cases of it through my career. Much more common, you mentioned this earlier, is gastrointestinal issues. So pretty severe vomiting and diarrhea if all of a sudden they eat a whole bag of something like that that is not necessarily a poison, but it's a massive irritant to their system. So,
well, and if you have a dog that you know is potentially going to be more at risk for doing that sort of thing, having hydrogen peroxide on hand may be useful, because you could potentially induce vomiting on your own at home if you're just not really sure and you wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
I always talk to a veterinarian about that, but oftentimes you can get in touch with someone that would give you an appropriate dose.
That's great. Yeah, and I think we could do a whole show just on pet first aid, I think is just what I was thinking. So just some general guidelines. I think do talk to your doctor onto that. But hydrogen peroxide is an extremely safe inducer of vomiting. It's actually not very great about cleaning wounds, actually.
No, stop using it on wounds.
Stop using it on wounds.
Please.
But you can, I think growing up, that was what my mom said. Oh, you got to cut hydrogen peroxide. And it's like, well, it looks like it's doing something because it foams up, but it's really not doing anything. But it is a very effective and in general, very safe inducer of vomiting. And so
And you don't need very much, like a shot glass amount usually is what you're talking about.
Right. It could be a little interesting getting it into them unless you have like a lab or something where they'll just plow down with it. But it's usually within 15 to 30 minutes you're vomiting everything up. And then the nice thing about it is in most cases they vomit up the hydrogen peroxide, so the vomiting doesn't continue afterwards. A couple just words of caution in general is if it is something that's very like irritant, like an acid, something like that, you don't necessarily want them vomiting it back up because it's just going to irritate everything going back up. Or if your pet is in, heaven forbid, but in some sort of like comatose state or something like that, you don't want to necessarily induce vomiting, period, right? They need to be seen. So just a little bit there, but it is a very safe thing on that.
And when in doubt, if you think your pet has ingested a dangerous amount of chocolate, the sooner you can get them to an emergency room or an urgent care, like you can induce vomiting really fast. And typically they'll go straight to the front of the line because it is a time sensitive thing.
It's
always better to be safe.
Which is true with almost all toxins, right? Like the best cure of toxin consumption is get it out of their system, right? So, we can do all sorts of other things and antidotes and treatments and fluids, but the number one thing is remove the poison. What other things should we worry about besides chocolate?
Yeah, raisins are another thing to think about in dogs, and that's not a dose-dependent thing. Dogs are either sensitive to raisins or they're not, and they can cause complete kidney shutdown. It's really bad if you have a dog that's sensitive to it, and because you just don't know, you kind of have to treat all dogs as though they are potentially sensitive.
And that'd be true with grapes, too?
Yeah, grapes as well.
How about for cats?
We don't really know. I actually had someone call yesterday, ask that question, because they were worried their cat had ingested a raisin, and I had to look on our veterinary forum to see like what the thoughts were. And there were some anecdotal reports, apparently, of cats that have ingested raisins and ended up with kidney issues, but they are not classically thought of the same as dogs.
Okay. I was actually got asked that question the other day. I did not know the answer, so
I think the answer is we don't really know, and so oftentimes they will treat them similarly to dogs. The good thing is that cats in general don't tend to eat stuff like that the way dogs would.
Yeah. And we were talking actually right before the show about raisins, and Katie asked me a question of how many people give out Raisinettes, and I'm like, I don't know. Do they even make Raisinettes still? And
I don't know.
So yeah, if anybody wants to, I love hearing about stuff like that on, you know, once again, I go to the Car Veterinary website, CARA, which means friend in Gaelic, by the way, caraveterinary.com, pause and listen landing page. Tell me if you guys hand out Raisinettes. Like, I'm really curious to see if that's in there.
Does anyone really love them or like miss them? Like, are you actively seeking them out when you try to find candy to dispense?
Yeah, I remember watching my kids do after their trick-or-treating And you'll experience now that you're going to have number two on its way here, of the dividing and the trading that all takes place. And I don't think there was a lot of activity with raisinettes. So.
That's fair. My sister and I were always, she would go through all of her candy in like a week. And I was someone who still had candy like at Easter.
Oh, yeah.
I was so good at being like, I'm
was
only
the hoarder
do
of the candy too. Yes, I was the hoarder of the candy. Yeah, everybody approaches that differently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is funny watching the trades of like, it's like a new, it's a new money. It's a currency. Mm-hmm. Like they're like two Reese's peanut cups equals three milk chocolate bars or whatever. So, yeah, it's and then there's always the house that gives the big candy out. Right.
Yes. It's a giant candy bar.
Yes. Yeah. So what other things do we think about as far as toxins or concerns? You know, I know there's a lot about some of the sugar-free candies, and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a ingredient that I think most people know of now, at least certainly dog owners are more aware of it, called xylitol. It is more common in like sugar-free gum, so I actually don't know how common it would be in real candy, because hopefully they're using real sugar. But if they're not, just pay attention to whether or not xylitol's in there, because that can be deadly to a dog pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah, and I think it's it is certainly be very careful with that, because I have seen some serious, and like I said, every case I've seen, or like you said, has been associated with sugar-free gum onto that. And so I think it's a very common ingredient in a lot of sugar-free gum, and it's very toxic to them. So hopefully hopefully your kids aren't getting that trick-or-treating.
That would be a really weird thing to pass out to little kids.
I mean, there's all sorts of weird things that get passed out. So, and I think, you know, use the same caution as you would for your own children too. If there's something that's handed out for your dog, I think it's, you know, most people are really good in this world, but there's some stuff out there that, you know, we wouldn't want our kids eating, even if it's classified as a dog treat.
Yeah,
you'd be careful with some of those things.
Yeah, and, for sure.
I know last Halloween I treated a dog that had gotten into marijuana brownies, and that's certainly a rough treatment to.
Was that
to
getting
go
passed
through.
Out, or was it just like there was a party happening?
I don't know. The people
I really
it's so
hope
funny.
It wasn't being handed out to children.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and I think it was probably a party, but I don't know. It seems like there's always denial about that whole thing. Mm-hmm. People don't want to admit.
And people
what was
are still
happening.
Really afraid of what you're going to say. I'm like I just want to know what
I'm
your dog
not
got.
Not turning
I don't
you into
care.
The authorities. So, thank you, Dr. Love, for walking us through Halloween. And, you know, reach out to any of our doctors. Reach out to me through the website. Call if you have questions. If you, you know, anticipating Halloween coming up here in a couple weeks. If you think you need some sedative to kind of help through the anxiety, reach out to your veterinarian or, you know, call one of our clinics. So this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. I'm here with guest Dr. Love.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care with pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. CaraVeterinary.com.
They say they don't make them like they used to. And if that's why your classic vehicle is stuck instead of running free, you need Andy at Kirkland Transmission. For more than 40 years, they've been repairing transmissions on classic vehicles. Andy has the original factory tools and manuals needed to do the job right, to put all makes and models of classic vehicles back on the road. From the 1930s and up, foreign and domestic. Kirkland Transmission, for transmission service that cares as much as you do. Just off I-405 in Totem Lake, KirklandTransmission.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. Over 15 million this year alone. And many don't even know they're victims.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Attention Fred Meyer shoppers. This flu season, why make an extra stop when a world of care is right in store? Get your free flu vaccine from a licensed pharmacist at our award-winning pharmacy. Let our family protect your family with a free flu shot. It's all here. Fred Meyer, a world of care is in store. Flu vaccines are covered by most insurance plans and are free to the recipient. Check with your plan. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. Visit the pharmacy or site for details.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Seeing some delays on I-5 southbound near South M Street in Tacoma. A collision there is blocking the right lane. Tacoma to Olympia on southbound 5, taking just over 30 minutes. Olympia to Tacoma northbound, taking just over 25. Tacoma to Seattle in about 35 minutes. Seattle to Tacoma in just over 30. Tukwila to Bellevue on northbound 405, taking around 10 minutes. Still seeing slowdowns on southbound 405, Bellevue to Tukwila in 20. Our next Northwest traffic at 304. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Well, I hope everybody's had as much fun today as I've had in hosting the show today with Dr. Love and talking about Halloween and all the fun things of trick-or-treating and costumes and, you know, my favorite candies, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and talking through. Same. Is that the same? Wow. Yeah. We hadn't talked about that one. But yeah, it's certainly, I've never understood the people that voted Snickers first. But anyways, I do like a Snickers too. But they, and then, you know, some of the challenges, right? And really value your opinion today and your help with what we do at Cara and helping put pets first, right? Which is, as a company, that's our pillar. And how can we always put pets first and think through having fun with your pet, enjoying Halloween, enjoying the experience, and but also taking a few precautions and just being wise through that. And also, if something does happen, be kind of aware of that. So hopefully we provided some value to everybody out there today. And if you want to listen to any previous shows, those are all on our website also. And you can listen to those and at any time. And we also have a Spotify channel out there you can find us on and listen to there. So one question I didn't ask you, what's the funniest pet costume you've ever seen?
Yeah, I was racking my brain because there were a lot of dogs that would come in New York, and most of the dogs I saw in New York were Frenchies, and Frenchies in any costume are always hilarious.
Yeah, but Frenchies are funny without a costume, too, but yes.
I think the best costume I've seen is probably one listeners have seen, where there's that dachshund on the internet who has the spider costume, but the legs extend way on the sides, and the owners of the dog just kept sending it up to people's homes without them. And so they just all saw this giant spider like coming towards their house. It really looks like a spider is coming to attack their house. And it's so funny. If you haven't seen it, you should see it.
Oh, that is hilarious. I've not seen that one, actually.
It's really good.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I think one of my favorite ever was actually our own, the bearded dragon dressed up as a cowboy. So, which was pretty funny. It was great for photos for sure. I'm not sure how much our beardy really enjoyed that. So, but, well, once again, this is Peter Brown. I'm here with Dr. Katie Love from our Mercer Street location as one of our veterinarians. This is Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3. Love to answer any questions or any topics you'd like. Go to our website, submit a question on there or a topic you'd like discussed, and love to have that for future shows. We're really enjoying being part of the radio community here, and thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll see you next Saturday from 2 to 3.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit caraveterinary.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
So what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to Top Rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.